Ruth Bader Ginsburg revealed today that her cancer has returned. The 87-year-old Supreme Court justice says she is receiving chemotherapy and that she plans to keep working. We will be watching the implications of that story.
Meanwhile, the debate over wearing masks is intensifying. Arkansas and Colorado are the latest states to mandate people wear masks in public. And in Georgia, Republican Governor Brian Kemp is waffling on mask wearing. First, suing Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, who's a Democrat, to stop her from enforcing local mask requirements. And then today, urging residents to wear masks in public. And in Albuquerque, New Mexico, hundreds gathered yesterday to protest wearing masks as well as quarantine orders and lockdown measures during the pandemic. Steve Smotherman, a pastor at Legacy Church in Albuquerque, spoke to the crowd.
To see how America has just so easily been manipulated and told what to do without even a fight. And today we start fighting.
Local NBC affiliate KOB4 reports they did not see any citations handed out to protesters who were not wearing masks. Let's bring in Tim Keller, who is the mayor of Albuquerque. And Mayor Keller, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Mayor, you announced earlier this week that you were going to step up enforcement on mask wearing in your city. But at least at this latest protest, that did not happen. What's your response to the action taken there?
Well, for us, our folks are basically saying, look, it's important that we understand the constitutional tension here if it's an actual protest, and also just respect the concept of de-escalation. So in our town, if it is a scheduled, you know, mass protest outside, both the mass gathering and the mask ban isn't being heavily enforced, but we're not allowing folks to pretend that when they don't want to wear a mask at a restaurant or a grocery store, that just doesn't fly. And so we're enforcing that heavily.
Tell us a little bit more about those plans to beef up enforcement in places like restaurants. What's your strategy beyond calling the police on people?
Yeah, we're taking a different approach. And what we're doing is we're using basically city employees who deal with areas around either public health or code or permitting. So firefighters, our health inspectors, our code inspectors, and even like our parking security folks, which are unarmed. They, in their life, I mean, they do deal with individuals who don't want to do what they tell them, and they often will issue fines or inspection fees and things of that nature, even like our fire marshal's office. So they're at least a little bit used to that sort of contentious interaction. But from a bigger perspective, we're testing out a larger idea. Our city announced about 6 weeks ago that, you know, we're trying to create a third department of law enforcement. And so those police, fire, and then community safety department. And this was a way to sort of decriminalize a lot of low-level interactions and mental health and behavioral health actions. And so this mask enforcement is actually a trial for us to create an entirely new department when you call even something like 911.
What you're doing is in the name of public health. It's a public health measure, but this whole issue has become so political. You're a Democrat. New Mexico's governor is a Democrat. How do you lead a city through a crisis like this when there's so much political polarization in this country and about this issue?
Well, it's been very difficult. There's no doubt. I think the only concept that we've used that seems to resonate is just saying that in Albuquerque, we have to carve our own path. So we have to do things that make sense for our community. And in our city, we did outperform our peers over the last 6 months. So we were much healthier than Austin, Denver, Phoenix. And we're actually using that as a rallying cry to stay that way.
But you are, you know, New Mexico is sandwiched right in between Arizona and Texas. Those two states are seeing COVID-19 cases explode. How concerned are you about this? You know, borders are kind of imaginary when we really think about it in terms of something like a health crisis like COVID-19.
It's very true. And We are doing a couple things in the city. One is we have real strong enforcement at the airport, so you cannot go in our airport without a mask. And we're also doing some inquiries with respect to our quarantine rules. If we do see out-of-state license plates and things like this, we will certainly go in and ask, how long have you been in this state and so forth?
Oh, and really?
You remind them,
wow,
of the quarantine rules. Yeah, so we're trying to be targeted and smart in our enforcement approach where we're really concerned, which is the nexus of out-of-state folks being inside and being together. That's an area where we would go in and ask all of those questions and try and remove folks from those facilities if they won't wear masks.
That's Tim Keller. He is the mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico, talking about the new mask order. Mayor Keller, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Great questions.